Welcome to the Beacon Church podcast. We love that you've tuned in. We hope this message not only inspires you, but more importantly, we pray it helps you grow closer to Jesus.
You know, I was just thinking about this verse. I'm sorry, I'm going to change my message. But there's a great verse in the Bible that says, "And you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you'll be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, Redlands, Wollongong, and all the ends of the earth." The ability to receive your miracle, he says, and you will receive power. You know, there are 500 people in that upper room, but 380 left, 120 in the room when the fire fell. Imagine that. Imagine missing out because you went to Target to buy something and you missed the Holy Spirit falling. Such a bad day. Such a bad moment. But your ability to receive, that's a lot. To catch a moment, to be in the moment. You know, the truth is more people could have come. But you came. Good. Because you're in the room, hearing, receiving, you turned up. 90% of the miracles turning up. No doubt about it, it's turning up into that room. Lifting your hands, getting prayer. That's where the miracles beginning to begin. And I would say in my life that laying down my preference has allowed power to come into my life. Laying down my personal preference has allowed power to come into my life. Let me explain that. When I said this morning, when I was 13 years old, I was diagnosed with leukemia, a bad moment. For 5 years, I fought that devil, and I won. Most people clap at that point, but feel free. It's like I heard that somebody had got a new ear, and that was way more impressive. I get it, but I'm always clapping. In the middle of that fight, I became a Christian. A pretty girl asked me to go to a youth group. They explained the gospel. They said that Jesus can save you and you can have a relationship with God. It wasn't my preference to pray that prayer in that room, actually. My friends, my unsaved friends were there because I told them about the pretty girls. But to lay down my preference, asking and willing to say, "God, if you're real, I'm in." And praying a prayer and saying, "God, today I give you my life. Sorry for any mistakes I've made, any sin, knowing that you died on the cross. Take away my sin today. Help me choose you and follow you." I remember when I prayed that prayer, something happened for me. Something physically happened for me. I hopped in my friend's car. He said, "Andrew, what have you done tonight?" I said, "I think I've become a Christian." He says, "I think you have too." Something shifted. I could have folded my arms. Come on. I could have said, "No way. I'm not praying that prayer. There's people around me and people know who I am." But to lay down your preference, to humble yourself, was the gateway into a brand new relationship for me. Now, how many years on is that? Like 35 years on. What's happened? Well, we had a revival in New Zealand. Tens of thousands of young people were touched. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands, actually. Wow. I married Janine, a beautiful Christian girl. I was healed. Amazing. Yeah. My children are blessed. Yeah. Because of a prayer. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. The generations will now be blessed. Yeah. Because Granddad prayed a prayer. Shut up. Laid down his preference. Laid down his preference for God to come in his life. Hey. Then, here I go. You heard the story. I was sick. Very sick. The Catholic priest gives me my last rites, preparing me for burial. Then the Presbyterian youth pastors that led me to the Lord came in my room. Says, "Andrew, we want to pray for you." I could have said to them, after 5 years of torment, 5 years of radiotherapy, chemotherapy, experimental treatment in my brain, torture. I could have said to them, why are you getting my hopes up? But to lay down my preference and allowing them to pray for me, when they prayed for me, I got a shock because they weren't practicing. They had fire. They had God in them. They knew that something was going to take place, and it changed my life. Now that I'm out and about, out inpatient, outpatient, you know what I'm talking about? You still got to walk this through. But my youth pastor says to me, Andrew, do you want to be? I want you to go to a full gospel businessman's meeting. I said, I don't want to go to that. That's not my preference. That sounds as boring as toast. I do not want to go to that. And I said, and also I hear that the Pentecostals. I hear that they're going to dance. Somebody's going to lift up their hands. People are happy. They're probably the INC crew at Beacon Church. And I was thinking, I don't want to be one of those. I wanted to be a normal Christian. Who knows what I'm talking about? I want to be a normal Christian. Now I'm saved. Something's shifted in my life. Now I'm healed. Things are shifting in my life. I'm happy to read my Bible, even though I couldn't get anything out of it. I'm happy to pray, even though we weren't really there. And come to church, no problem. I was hungry for church. I would go to Mass on Saturday night to appease my mum and dad. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Presbyterian church. I'd go to worship practice, and it wasn't on the team. I was on I was hungry. So the guy says to me, Andrew, listen. Come, and if it's weird, we can leave. We'll sit at the back. Any weird activity, we're out. We shook on it, done. So I'm in a meeting. There's only like 60, 70 people there, and I'm sitting way at the back. The guy didn't have a microphone. He was preaching. He says, listen, I've got a sore throat. Would the two people at the back do me a favor and come and sit in the front row? He knows that God's up to something. So true story, here I am in the front row. You know, here's a great story how God healed him of a whole bunch of conditions, but especially he had a drinking problem and God sobered him up in one prayer. And anyway, a great story. And I was sitting there enjoying it. And then the romantic music started, you see. And I was thinking, okay, something's about to happen. And he has an altar call. And for whatever reason, it was a mixed meeting with guys and girls. People had their hands in the air and with their eyes closed, but I had my eyes open because I'm too smart for that. And people were getting prayer. And the first person who got prayed for was an older person and a lady. And he prayed for her and bang, she fell backwards at my feet. And I'm thinking, I see dead people. And I think, here's a dead person. And now there's two and now there's three. And here we go. And I know, even in church, you can't kill people. So I hit my youth pastor. He goes, what's happening? I said, I see dead people. And he said, no. He said, they're getting filled with the Holy Spirit. I said, No. This is like, I should probably leave. He said, don't leave. Get prayer. I said, No, I don't think so. He said, why? I said, I don't like it. It's not my preference. It's not what I got brought up with. I got brought up with a guy at the front, you know, in the dress, telling us what to do. People aren't falling over in my church. It's not my preference. It's, hey, listen, it's not what I'm used to. He says, come on, Andrew. And I said, well, what do I ask for? He said, just ask for whatever you want. So I'm thinking, well. Like, my theology wasn't real high, but I thought if God was good and you're asking him for something, he's probably going to give you good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So in my heart of hearts, this is what I said. I said, Lord, I want everything. Lord, if you've got something, give it to me. Just give me the whammy. Give me the thing, whatever that is. So now, time's ticking on. You know what I mean? We're fluffing around. So the queue is long for prayer. Long. And so people are getting prayed for and they're doing their thing. And so it was my first time getting prayer like that. So as I'm lining up, you know, you can only do what you see the person beside you. You know what I mean? You've got to follow somebody. So I'm looking down the line thinking, when is it my turn? Okay, I'm about like 10 minutes away. So just relax. And then as people, as he's getting closer, people are warming up, like doing their handshaking and stuff like this. So I'm thinking, hallelujah. like Rowan Atkinson, hallelujah. Hello, Teddy. Holy Spirit. Ah, poor little Teddy, yeah. It was like a Rowan Atkinson. It was like it was all happening. And the lady with blue rinse, no problem. But she was there and she was like really winding up. And I was thinking, oh my God. And so he put his hand on me. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I remember falling backwards and thinking, somebody must be catching me. I'm not sure. I landed softly. And I was on the ground. And I remember thinking, I'm not dead. That's what I thought. I'm not dead because I could hear the romantic music. And then I thought to myself, I can get up if I want, but I don't want to. And I don't know why, but I'm just okay here. And then I heard a voice in my head say, Andrew, I love you. And I said, who's that then? And he said, it's me. And I said, God, is it really you or am I just making this up? And he said, everything's going to be okay now. And I knew exactly what he was talking about. He was talking about 5 years of cancer, 5 years of torment. And the doctors would always say to me, don't get your hopes up. You've been out of remission. You've got only 10% of living. And they'd just tell me these things. And I was, my mind was roaring. And for about, I don't know, 15 minutes, I talked to God like a friend. And then for whatever reason, and I don't know why, I thought I should probably sit up now. And I sat up and a lady was walking over me with a cup of tea. And I thought, this is odd actually. And I went up to my youth pastor and he said, Andrew, how did you go? And I said, yeah, I went pretty good actually. He said, what happened? And I said, well, I got pushed down. And I said, I talked to God for a few minutes. And I said, I'm having a heart attack. And he said, what do you mean? I said, my chest is on fire. He said, is it a good heart attack or a bad one? I said, I think it's a good one. He said, that's God. I said, how good's that? Now, I went home that night, and I had a queen-size waterbed back in the day. Because when you're sick, you get the queen-size waterbed. And so I'm in the waterbed, and Mum and Dad, you know, had gone to sleep, so I turned my nightlight off. I'm reading my Bible, and the words are jumping out at me. It's like a different book, and the reason the words aren't jumping out with to you perhaps is because we leak the Holy Spirit. We need to keep on being infilling because we can't read it through our eyes. We need to read it through God's eyes in us. And so the Bible is talking to me. I'm going, this is unbelievable. Like I'm shaking. And then I think, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to pray. So I lifted my hands half mast. Never go full mast in the first lift. Half mast. Half mast. I'm brave. I'm laying down my preference for power. It's not my preference, but I'm going to go. I'm doing it. Half mast. And I said, God, thanks for pushing me over. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for the Bible thing. Thank you for the heart attack. I thought, oh my gosh. I think I've got that thing. I've got that thing. I wanted to be a normal Christian. So it was the middle of the night now, And I'd say, my brothers, who were like alcoholics, taught me this trick, you know, because you didn't have a phone in your room, you had to sneak down to the passageway. So you crawled so you didn't bump into the walls. And I'm crawling down the passageway, got into the living room, called my youth pastors. And even though it's the middle of the night, that's their job. In fact, if you need a ride, you just call them. Don't ever call an Uber. Call the youth pastor. If you don't know what to do in Trivial Pursuit, call the youth pastor. If you're having financial problems, you're at McDonald's and you need 50 bucks, call the youth pastor. That's what he's paid for. Don't listen to anything else. Just call him. Call him. Call him. I've got his phone number. Call him. So I called them. They said, it's a bit late, Andrew. I said, yeah. I said, I've got to tell you something. They said, what's that? I said, I think I've got that thing. What thing? I said, that tongues thing. They said, here's a go. And I said, all right, here we go. I said, is that me, God, or the devil? And they said, no, I think it's God. I said, amen. Went back to my waterbed, lifted my hands, said, God, thanks for pushing me over. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for opening the word of God to me. And Lord, here I am. And I went full mast. Both hands stretched out. Very proud moment. Very proud moment. Pastor, and this isn't to brag, but a broken boy, broken, humbled, but just laid down his preference for power to come into his life. You know, in the last 15 years, we've seen over 150,000 people come to Christ in church services, wow. Averaging 229 decisions in every Sunday. People walking out of wheelchairs, healing of cancer, stories too many to contain. Sia Colossi, the captain of the rugby team, has been healed twice in our ministry because of his knee was broken. Prophesied that he's going to win the World Cup. He wasn't even on the team. Miracles after miracles. Politicians, now Hollywood stars, are coming to our church to be prayed for healing. Miracle after miracle. I'm not boasting for myself, but I'm saying, if you can lay down your preference, lay down your moment where you say, I don't feel comfortable, but I'm going to lift my hands for Jesus. I'm going to open my heart for him and let him come into my life. It may not be my preference, but power, salvation, healing, and miracles can come into your life in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, give God a shout and a clap if you're believing that today. You lay down your preference. It's not everybody's style. But God says this, and you will receive power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, the onus is on us to receive. He's gonna drop it down. He's here today. The pastors have created an open heaven over this church. You've come. You've done the main thing. You're here in the room. I'm asking you to do two other things for me tonight. Number one, let's just address the condition of our soul. Asking God into our lives tonight. If you're away from God, you know, tonight's the night to come in. To come into your life. Your whole eternity can change because of a prayer. Prayer is powerful. I was saying this morning, it blows me away that 1 minute you're praying for somebody and now they can be healed of cancer or a tumor's gone or arthritis has left people. All the time I'm going, that's unbelievable. But the biggest moment is actually when your soul, your eternity, which is forever, is changed because of a prayer. If I was God, I would make that much harder. You would have to give $1 million to charity or pray 1,000 hours in prayer. But God says, no, just an exchange. You are born again. Life, you're a fresh start happens when you invite Christ into your life. And then as a Beacon Church family, we gather together and we work this all out. Supporting, encouraging, getting alongside each other, helping, motivating, encouraging. That's what a family of God does. It's not just a one-time moment. It's like saying, God, this is a gateway prayer to the rest of my life. I choose you. And then after that, we're going to pray for miracles and pray for something to shift in your life. And I want you to be hungry. I want you to be open to God. You might not like my jacket or my pocket handkerchief. Just close your eyes, ignore all of that. And lift your hands and say, Jesus, thank you for healing me. And that'll just drop on you. And God's going to touch you. And I my prayer tonight was, Lord, you steal the show. Holy Spirit, you steal the show. Not my name be lifted up, but let your name be glorified. Let your grandchildren hear the story. I was healed, Beacon Church, on this day, this hour, something shifted for me. What I would like to do is right here and now, I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer. I'm going to explain that to you. To pray a prayer, and the prayer is this: am I in relationship with God? Thank you. I think it's an honest prayer. God, am I in a relationship with you? As soon as you activate in prayer, God will talk to you. Why? Because this is the most important question. And it may not be an audible voice booming down from heaven, but certainly there'd be a knowing in your knower, like a prompting. In fact, for most of us, we already know where we are, even though we're not asking. We know where we are. And so the truth is, it's not about whether even God is talking to us, it's whether we'll be honest with God. You know, Psalm 121, verse 1, prayer that we pray at the start, says, I lifted my eyes to the Lord. Because this is where my help comes from. It's not Andrew. It's to the Lord. It's the maker of heaven and earth. If I could live for you, I would do it. Like, I mean it. If I could come down and get you to do that. Why have you ever have you ever wondered why we preach sermons? We're trying. I'm trying. I've come a long way for you to lift, to be honest, to be honest with God. If you're honest with God, miracles are going to fall on this place. I just need you to lift, because this is where your help comes from. It comes from God. My friend, who's a celebrity, said, my dad is dying of cancer in Melbourne. Would you come and pray for him? I said, absolutely. We're on the plane. She turns to me. She said, Andrew, I'm so scared of my dad. I haven't told him you're coming. I said, no problem. He's dying of cancer. He's terminal. He owned a tobacco farm. He's a multi-millionaire, one of the richest people in Australia. I said, no problem, we'll come. I walk into the room. He's on the machine. Mum's there. Nurse is there. I'm there. She said, he hates Christians. No problem. I said, sir, you're in a tricky spot. I said, I've come a long way to tell you my story. I said, I was in the same spot. I had cancer. They said I was going to die. But somebody walked in the room and said, we're going to pray. And I allowed them to pray for me. And my story turned around and God healed me. I said, sir, would you allow me to pray for you? He goes, oh, you'd be good. And what he is meaning is he wanted me to go back to my church in Wollongong and pray for him. And no. I get my little phone out, push the House of Miracles song. And I said, so let's just pray just right now, just where we are. So we're praying. Instantly, the Holy Spirit fell. The curtains in the room began to move, and there was no air conditioning on. And the spirit of death left, and the Holy Spirit came into that room. I said to him, is it all right if I put my hand on your shoulder? He goes, oh, it'd be good. Put my hand on the shoulder. I felt the power of God touch his life. Touch his life. I said, can you feel it? He says, I feel it all over my body. I said, sir. I said, Psalm 118, 121 verse 1 says, I lifted up my eyes to the Lord. You're wanting a miracle, but you actually need the miracle inside of you. He's got a name. His name is Jesus Christ. Would you invite Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior? Ask God to forgive you of your sins. He said, yes. The nurses are crying. My friends are crying. Everybody's crying. I led him to the Lord. I led his mom to the Lord. He could not stand. He stood. Hadn't stood for 6 months. Stood, walked around. Cancer left his body. Come on, somebody. That's just the other day. My brother, Michael, had terminal cancer. Cancer in his bladder, cancer in his prostate, came into the hospital room. He's not a Christian, far from it. I said, Michael, come to say hi. He goes, yeah, okay. And he's playing cards with his friends. Go, yeah, good. And I said, Michael, can I pray for you? And he goes, well, yeah, if you want to. His friend begins to manifest. She's a witch, a real witch, a proper true dink witch. And she goes, what the beep, beep, beep are you doing? And I said, well, what are you doing? And she says, well, we're friends because we're school teachers together. Well, I said, I'm the brother, so I win. And I said, so here we go. So I said, we pull the curtain for privacy, but who knows, there's no privacy because we're in a shared room. Put my hand on him and I begin to pray. And I said, in the name of Jesus, cancer's going to leave your body. A miracle's going to take place. Everything's turning around. I could feel the power of God. My brother interrupts my prayer, very rude. And he says, Andrew, everything's going to be okay now. I said, is that really true? He goes, yes, everything's going to be okay. I said, well, that's a good sign. And then I feel like the Holy Spirit said to me, Andrew, no, prophesy. Prophesy to say that in 2 days' time, he's going to be out of hospital. Prophesy and say that his bladder is now fully formed, that cancer has left his prostate, and they're going to say they've misdiagnosed. I took a step back and I said, God, if I get this wrong, he'll never believe. If I get this prophecy wrong, he'll say God's not real. And I was thinking, well, here we go. I said to my brother, can I pray for you one more time? He said, why? Was the first time not good enough? And I said, yeah, but there's more. He said, sure. Bang, began to pray for him. I said, your prostate, there's no more cancer. Your bladder, kidneys, they were shriveled up and formless are now healed in the name of Jesus. I said, you will be out of hospital in 2 days' time. He rings my mum on the other side of the world when I left and said, Andrew, pray for me. Something's happened. 2 days later, he's out of hospital. Come on. Lift. The inability to lift is your ceiling. Your inability to be honest with God is your ceiling. You want the miracle, he's got a name. His name is Jesus Christ. When you invite him in, you're inviting the miracle into your life. I'm trying to help somebody today. You've got to lay down your preference. It's not your preference. It feels awkward, doesn't it? But you have to lay down your preference for the miracle to come into your life. That's my whole story. My whole life has been that, laying down my preference. Come on, take a moment. Close your eyes. All over this place. And for some people, even that's not a preference. Even that, you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. But as I said, when you close your eyes, everything else disappears. Your soul, your thoughts are illuminated. And ask that question to your soul. Am I in relationship with God? That's an honest prayer. Not am I a good person. Not do I attend church every now and then. But am I on fire? Am I walking with God? Am I in relationship with God? And let God talk to you. As I said, there may be a still small voice, a prompting, a knowing. Or maybe you already know. Or maybe you're here and you're saying, Andrew, you know what? If I was to walk out of this room and get hit by a car, I don't know if I'd be in heaven or hell. There'd be a fear and uncertainty around that moment. If I was had to face death like you had to, man, I just don't know where I'd be. But Pastor Andrew, would you pray for me? So I can have a relationship with God, walk in that relationship, have an assurance of my salvation. Come on, friends. If you're away from God, or you never prayed a prayer and asked Jesus to come into your life, or you need assurance of your salvation, just where you are, I'm watching. I want you to lift up your hand and say, yeah, Andrew, include me in that prayer. I see your hand, ask you, put it down. Thank you, thank you. Who else is saying, Andrew, that's me. Something has to turn. Thank you, the rear back. Thank you, thank you. The back, thank you. Who else? Thank you so much. Who else today? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Something's turning for my life. You say, Andrew, I think it's me. I feel like it's me. But I don't want to lift up my hand. Come on. Lift your eyes to the Lord, your heart. Give God a window, a moment. You've come this far. If God's a good God, He's going to do something good in your life. Give Him this moment. Give Him your heart. Give Him your life. I just believe this is a few people, a few more people. Maybe you're just like, I'm not sure, but Andrew, you're right. I'm going to lay down my preference. Is there one more person that's like that? Is there somebody else? Thank you so much. Who else? Over there? Somebody? Thank you. Over there? Thank you so much. Is there somebody else? Thank you. I see their hand over there. Who else? Is there somebody else? Every person that lifted your hand. Thank you, sir. See that hand over there? Thank you. Every person that lifted your hand, just so that I can know who we're praying for. And I want you to know that God sees you. Would you do me the honor of just lifting it one more time? Maybe you didn't, but now's your time to lift so I can say, I want to count every person. Is that okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 people. 19 people at least. Come on, give God a big clap. So proud of you. Thank you for doing that, and we honor you today. And we're going to pray a prayer. Come on, put your hand on your heart and pray this prayer after me. The same prayer that I prayed when I was 15 years old or thereabouts. Dear Lord Jesus, tonight I'm asking you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I give you my life. I give you total control. Lord, forgive me for any mistakes, for any sin in my life, because you took away the sin of the world when you died on that cross. Take away my sin. Today, I am a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Now let me pray for you. God, I thank you for every person that lifted their hand, or maybe didn't lift their hand, but prayed that prayer with sincerity. Lord, you see their hearts. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that they would have a revelation of your goodness and your kindness. That you say in your word that you remember their sin no more. It's like from the east to the west. And Lord, as they open their lives to you, Lord. Lord, I pray even more. I pray, Lord, that they would find this church as the family of God. Lord, that they would learn and glean and grow together in this church. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they would find favor for their family and for the generations to come. Because they laid down perhaps their preference tonight for a miracle to come into their life in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Bless you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's message. For more information about our church, please head to beaconchurch.com.au. We look forward to welcoming you to our home.